lessons that we encountered when we had our trials and tribulations that taught us faith and trust in you. Father, I pray for clarity of thought and precision of speech, and that my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer, and the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing and deliverance and power and peace and even prosperity to those that hear and believe. And Father, we ask you now that you hide me behind your cross and let me decrease and you increase, and give me the anointing that makes preaching easy. Father, I thank you now for your word that strengthens and sustains us. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who guides us and gives us what belongs to you, including this word this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that covers us, that cleanses us, that cures us, and connects us to you. The covenant that you've made with us. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're never alone. Father, just have your way and do what you want to do in this service. And after you've done so, we'll be careful to give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We'll declare your ways to the sinners, and the saints, the infidels, all those that are around. And we'll join in with the many-winged seraphim, the many-eyed cherubim, the chant, declare one to another that you're holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy. Holy, and your glory fills the earth. And we pray and thank you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. I have title of thought, a topic tag for this message. It's very simple. It's stated in the text, as I always do. I'm staying with the text because it's stated in the text. Amen. Be patient. Tell somebody, say, be patient. Be patient. Tell your other neighbor, say, be patient. In grandma's house after midnight. He came here 4 days in the morning. And you know, we got to understand that the morning is coming before the day breaks. Come on and say amen. He didn't say weeping may endure for a night, but joy come when the sun shine. No, he said that it comes in the morning. And so after 12, tell somebody, I'm at midnight right now. I'm at 12 o'clock right now. I know I cried last night. I know I had trouble last night. I know I had tribulations. I know I had some pain, but guess what? It's 12 o'clock and I'm about to give God thanks, because the joy of the Lord will be my strength. Come on and shout glory. Shout hallelujah. Come on and praise his name. I'm so glad today. I'm so glad today. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I got joy. Because if I didn't have joy, I wouldn't make it. If I didn't have joy, I would have the blues. If I didn't have joy, I would throw in the towel. If I didn't have joy, I would pull a Marvin Gaye, holler and throw up both my hands and say, that's it, I quit. But thanks be to God, I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus, knowing that I can keep on keeping on. I can keep going, and I believe I'll run on, because I know what the end's gonna be like. End is going to be full of joy. And notice what he said, what kind of joy? Joy, unspeakable joy. In other words, I got the kind of joy that won't let me tell you how to get it, because I really only know him, and because of him, I got joy. I got the kind of joy that I can't explain. I can't find it in a dictionary. Come on and say amen here. But if you looked up joy, you might find my picture. I'll be there smiling. Through tribulation, I still have joy. Somebody say yes. Can you smile this morning while I'm preaching? Can you smile this morning and say, I got joy? I may not have happiness because I got some things happening to me, but I got joy, the joy of the Lord. And what it means about the joy of the Lord being your strength, it means that if I can make God happy, then God will make sure I got joy. In other words, let my life line up. Let me pray like I should. Let me praise like I should. Let me love like I should. And that brings him joy. And he gives me his joy. I wasn't supposed to go there just yet. Sit down if you can, though. I ain't ready to go that yet. But I do feel pretty good about it. Come on, no murmuring. No murmuring. Don't hold grudges and don't murmur. Because he said, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge stand at the door. Now here, I want bring your mind with mine and just look at this. He said, the judge stand at the door. Now God was about to open a door for you, but you complained at the door. And the judge stands at the door and said, no, you can't come in here yet because your mouth, because your complaints, because you're murmuring, because you hold a grudge. You can't come, you can't get this because you ain't got that right. The Bible says that if you got an ought with your brother, don't even offer your gift because God don't want it. He don't need it. He said, don't even give your offering. Go get it right with your brother. Then come back and then offer the gift. Y'all hear me in here? So he stand at the door. He's about to open a door for you, but you're messing your own self up. Let me tell you, let me let you on a secret. The devil can't block your blessing. He can't mess up your stuff. You can. Don't give him the advantage and don't give him opportunity because of your grudges. Because not only of your grudges, but because of your murmuring and complaining. He can't stop what God, who the Bible said, who God has blessed, can no man curse. So you quit worrying about they put something on him, and, the witch and all that. And they done spoke against me. They praying against me. Pray on. Because the more you pray against me, the more I'm going to thank God for what he got for me. Quit worrying about whether people pray against you or not. Let them pray against you. They don't want you to have it. God will use you as an example to let them know that they wrong. That their prayers don't reach nowhere. I don't care I don't care where they go to get their dolls from. Y'all hear me today? I don't care who they got it from. The hoodoo and the voodoo ain't going to work. It ain't going to work because of the blood of Jesus. I'm going to leave that alone. I thought I was in Louisiana, y'all. This stuff ain't going to work. All them tricks. The Bible says that you can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles means tricks of the devil. No matter what his trick is, God has an antidote for it. His name is Jesus. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. I'm going to get through. Y'all ready to go already. Verse 10, James 5:10. Take my brethren, the prophets. Now, James, he talks to the people about what they need to be doing, how they need to be doing. But then he says, okay, let me make this even more clear to you. He said, here's another example. He said, take the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering and affliction and patience. What was he saying? James was saying this. He said, the prophets who was killed, who were persecuted, they still talked about God through their persecution. Come here, Jeremiah, on the witness stand. Jeremiah, did you talk about the Lord when they slapped you in the face? Jeremiah said he did. Jeremiah preached, they slapped him in the face, then they turned around, put him in a dungeon, and he still called on the name of the Lord. Now he did have a thought in his mind one time, and he said that I won't call on his name. I ain't going to say nothing else about him because they keep getting me in trouble. But then he said, but the word of God was like fire shut up in my bones. In other words, Jeremiah said, I had the can't help it. Anybody else got the can't help it? I can't help but call his name. I can't help but praise him. I can't help but tell you that the Lord is here. I can't help but tell you that the Lord is able. Y'all ain't ready to go yet. The prophets, Isaiah was sown asunder, but he still prophesied. I wish I had somebody here. He said the prophet spoke in the name of the Lord, and even though they spoke in the name of the Lord, they had afflictions. Now here is something that we need to get. You hadn't done anything wrong to go through afflictions. That's what the devil wants you to think. Where did I go wrong? The prophets went right. They preached in the name of the Lord. Better yet, they were prophets because they can talk to God. God talked to them, and they heard from God more than most of all of us. Yeah. Amen. But they still had suffering. Yeah. Yeah. So your afflictions don't happen because you've done something wrong. Yeah. Afflictions happen when you're doing something right. Lord have mercy. The Bible says to us that when the seed is sown, that the enemy, the devil, he comes instantly and immediately to try to choke it up. He don't want you to swallow it. Right now, I'm giving you something to eat, giving you this word. He don't want you to swallow that word. He gonna hold his hand around your throat and choke you so that you can't swallow. I wish I had somebody. But we gotta get enough strength to be able to fight the enemy. But the Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every vain imagination, every thought and high thing that exalt itself above the knowledge of God. That's where we need to be and say, I'm not fighting this in a physical way. I'm not getting mad with people, because the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but I'm mad with the devil. Come on and say amen in here. I can't get much from you this morning. He said, but they are an example of our affliction and patience. That even though they didn't get what they thought they were going to get at the time that they were going to get it, they still were patient. They still waited. Elijah waited 3.5 years. And he endured the famine just like anybody else. He prophesied of it and knew that it was going to affect him, but because it was God's word, he trusted God. And God told him, go to the brook. He went to the brook, and he stayed there, and the ravens fed him. When it dried up and the ravens didn't come, he told him, go to a widow's house. All she had was a little bit. But God made her little bit go a long way. For almost 3 years, she kept feeding him. For almost 3 years, they had enough. With the little bit that she had. I wish I had somebody. You see, God can do anything but fail, lie, and die. Y'all with me today? I'm serious about that. We got to understand that sometimes things are going to affect us, but we need to have patience through it all. After 3.5 years, you never heard or read in the scripture where Elijah said, Lord, let it rain today. He knew that it was going to take 3.5 years. And then it rained. Amen? Let's go on and we'll finish this up, and I'm going to get out of here. Get out of your way. It says, and behold, verse 11, we count them happy. The word happy means to be blessed. We count them happy which endured. In other words, we looked at their situation and we said about them that they're happy. They're blessed. And you know, when people see you enduring, they will say you're blessed because you don't let your problems wear you. You don't put on a cloak of tribulation and walk out, my coat full of, look at all the stuff that I've been through. See, on this side, I was hit right here, and this happened. And on that side, we don't go out telling people all the stuff that because we go out with joy. Amen. And when they see you, they don't know what you've been through. Amen. You don't look like what you've been through. You don't smell like what you've been through. You don't act like what you've been through. You just look like you look, and it was for the Lord. It was because of the Lord on your side that you were able to look like you look and be how you are. And people look at you and they get envious and jealous, and they say, wonder how in the world they making it. How she get that and him and that and all this stuff, and what look at me. I think I'm, and they start to compare themselves to you because they look at you and they deem you blessed because you endured hardness as a good soldier. You were able to stand firm on the word of God, and you did not give up and you did not give in. So people look at you and they just assume that you ain't got no trouble. They just assume that you got all kind of money. They just assume that you got everything going your way. They don't know that you were on the brink of giving up. They don't know that you were so sick that you couldn't even get out of your bed. They don't know that you had so much going on in your mind that you thought you were going to have to go get a psychiatrist. They don't know that you had so much going on in your family that you thought you were going to have to give up all you had and move away. But they didn't understand. All they see is that you're blessed. All they know is that God is on your side. All they know is God is in your corner. All they know that if God be for you, who can be against? I wish I had somebody. We need to understand that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and to the called according to his purpose. All I'm saying this morning is that you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. The Bible says, now, last part of the verse, and I'm going to the house. I ain't make you shout, but I hope I made you strong. Ye have heard of the patience of Job. Have anybody here not heard of Job? You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and tender and of tender mercies. What is he saying here? He said, you've heard of the patience of Job. In other words, be reminded of how Job suffered. Y'all with me? He said, be as patient as Job was through his trials. That Job went through such tribulations and temptations that Job looked for the end of the Lord. He looked for the end that when God would judge him or talk to him. Come on and say amen. He said that the Lord was full of compassion and mercy. And what we got to understand is that a few times you find people that suffer to the capacity that Job suffered. Job suffered total and utter bankruptcy. Job suffered loss of property, his livestock, his employees that worked at his business. He suffered loss of his sons, his children. His wife fussed at him because he refused to complain about God through the midst of his trials. Do I have anybody? His wife complained about him because he didn't curse God for destroying their life. Come on and say amen. But we understand that Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I wish I had somebody. We got to understand that Job never gave up on his trials and in his tribulation or his temptation. He never gave up. Even when his friends came and said, you must have done some wrong stuff. Job, your heart must be full of pride. It ain't no way that you can be. And you know what? His friends were on point with scripture because it said, a proud look come before destruction. And Job, because you're in all this destruction, it ain't no way that you didn't have pride in your life. I wish I had somebody here. He said that Job didn't understand what was happening in his life, but he understood, I gotta trust God through it all. See, you may not understand some things that's happening in your life, but you need to know that I still gotta trust God. You may not know why it's happening, but you need to know that it's not happening and God is not in control. Come on and shout glory here. I don't know what it is that you might be going through, but let me tell you how Job dealt with it. Job, the Bible says that he was recommended by God. You see, the devil didn't just choose him. God recommended him because he said, where are you coming from, devil? What are you doing here? He said that I've been to and fro the earth seeking one that I can get a hold of. I wish I had somebody. And God said, well, have you been by Job's house? Because my servant Job, have you considered his house? And the devil said, well, Lord, you probably know everywhere I've been. And he said, I went by there just on last night and I found out that I couldn't get in the house. Better yet, I couldn't even get in the yard because you got a hedge around him that won't let me come through. Do I have a witness? And he said, but if you give a breach, just give me an opportunity so I can get in Job's yard. I'll destroy his goods and take him out and make him curse you to your face, because the only reason he serves you is because you blessed him. And God said, touch everything, but his soul belongs to me. I wish I had somebody. His soul belongs to me. What does the word soul mean? The word soul means life. Satan can't touch the life because my life is hidden in Jesus. Somebody say yes. He took all of Job had. He made Job so sick. Job lost weight, had sores all over his body, so many sores that he had to take pottery because his fingernails wouldn't grow, and scratch the sores while they begin to itch. Now that's a sick man. His wife looked at him and said, Job, you need to go ahead and die. I'm tired of picking you up. I'm tired of helping you out. I'm tired of doing all this stuff for you. And Job said, woman, you don't sound like my wife. Get out of my way. So Job by himself, everybody else against him, his friends turn their back and start to accuse him. His wife turn her back, start to complain about him. But Job, he endured hardness. The Bible says that Job said in 13 and 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Do I have anybody that said, I'm trusting the Lord, though he slay me? Come on and shout yes. Job said in 16 and 19, I also now behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. What's your record like? Do you have a record that say I trusted God when I couldn't trace him? Do you have a record that when your record come up, what's recorded about you? Did you complain in the midst of your trial? Did you give up when you got sick? Thought you wasn't gonna get well? What's on your record? Can we say you were faithful? Can we say you kept praying? Can we say you kept pushing? Say yes. Say yes. What else Job said? Job 19 and 25, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at the latter day on earth. Do I have anybody that say, I've been through the storm, but I know my Redeemer lives. I've been through heartaches, I've been through pain, but my Redeemer lives. I've been sick in my body, thought I wasn't gonna get well, but my Redeemer lives. I don't feel good now, but my Redeemer lives. I've been talked about, I've been buked and scorned. Somebody say yes, but my Redeemer lives. I've been broke as a joke, like a skunk without no sense, but I know my Redeemer lives. Anybody here? Say anybody here know your Redeemer lives? But when I look at Job, I turn on over to chapter 42. Chapter 42 can make me shout. Chapter 42, down about verse 12 or 18, the Bible says that after this, Job lived on. I don't know how you feel about it, but if Job can live after sickness, if Job can live after losing children, if Job can live after losing money, if Job can live after losing all that, I know. What about me? My trials are not like Job, but since Job lived, I believe I can live. Say yes. Say yes. Tell your neighbor, live on. Tell your neighbor, I know you've been through it. I know you're down and out, but live on.
Don't let it get you. God gives you life, so live on. I speak life. I speak life and prosperity. Live on. Anybody here, say, I know my Redeemer lives. Somebody say yes. Say yes. I'm afflicted, but the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. In other words, when I get stuck in a rut, the Lord will pick me up, turn my life around. Anybody here, say, I've been through some stuff, but the Lord picked me up out the miry clay, placed my feet on a rock to stay. Anybody here, say, won't he do it? Won't he do it? What will he do? He told me in his word that he'll be my battle axe in the time of the battle. He told me in his word he'll be my shelter in the time of storm. He told me in his word he'll be my shield and my buckler. What else will he do? He gave me a sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that I can cut down some stuff. Somebody say yes. Say yes. I believe that no weapon, tell somebody, say no, no, no. No, no, no. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Somebody say yes. Maybe they talked about you. Well, the further the scripture, it said any tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. Say yes. Say yeah. I'm trying to pour it all out because somebody here need to be patient and wait on the Lord. Be courageous because God will open up doors closed in your face. He'll shut up the mouth of the gainsayer. Come on and shout yes. Give God some praise. Anybody here? No, God will do it. Won't God fix it? Won't God fix it? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Won't God do it? I say, won't he do it? Say, won't he do it? Say, yeah. Say, yes. I'm going to go to my seat. But before I go, tell somebody, be patient. Wait on the Lord. And by the way, I may not know three things. Somebody shout yes. I may not know two things. Come on and give him glory. But one thing I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? Say yes. Say yes. So why is he all right? He came down through 39 prophets, 42 generations, took up a cross, went up a hill called Golgotha. He died. Didn't he die? They put him in a borrowed tomb because he only needed it for the weekend. Because early, somebody say early. Say early. Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Anybody happy? Ain't nobody happy but me. I'm so happy. You can count me happy because I'm going to endure. Tell somebody, you can call me blessed because I'm going to endure. I won't give up. I won't give in. Come on.
We know your hearts have burned within. by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45.